Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Isai. Hope everyone's doing well. I just wanted to share a few words of Divrei Chizik as we open up the Heilige Sommersman. We're obviously going through there's no reason to hide it, a difficult time, not the easiest of times, a unique time. But if we take advantage, it could also be a very special time. And I'll explain. The Torah tells us that before Yaakov Avinu passed away, so he called in his children to give them brachas. It's known as Birchas Yaakov Avinu, the brachas that Yaakov gave his children before he passed away. And the Torah tells us that Shimon and Levi come in, and seemingly, Yaakov Avinu didn't have the greatest of brachas to give them. And the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu cursed their anger. Their anger, which was the cause that they killed out the city of Shechem, that was the cause that they were major, they played a major role in the Mechira of Yosef. And Yaakov Avinu cursed their anger. Now, obviously, there's two questions over here on these psukim. Number one is, so what's Birchas Yaakov Avinu? Bracha? Klolas Yaakov Avinu? Bracha? And number two is, what does it mean he cursed their anger? I understand cursing a person. I'm not saying it's something we should do, but I understand what does it mean. What does it mean to curse the anger? To curse the anger. So there's an Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains over here that Yaakov Avinu saw that Shimon and Levi had above and beyond a normal midah of anger. And it was seemingly too much for them to handle. So came Yaakov Avinu and he cursed the anger. And by cursing the anger, he removed to an extent their midah of kas, to make it manageable. So obviously we realize now why it was a bracha. It was helping Shimon and Levi. And we also understand what does it mean to curse the anger. He was removing to a certain extent the anger. Says the Or HaChaim, I can't be mayrich now. How does he get into the psukim? But he says the Or HaChaim that Yaakov Avinu didn't take away entirely their midah of anger. He only took away the crazy extent of their anger. Asks the Or HaChaim, why? Why didn't he just take away? Once he's cursing the anger, take it away. Just take the whole thing away. Says the Or HaChaim, Pashit. Yaakov Avinu said, if I take away their anger, then what's the point of their life? The whole point of life is that we're put here for Nisyonos, to stand up to them, to be challenged, and to grab the opportunity, and to overcome it. Says Yaakov Avinu, I'm not taking away the anger entirely, because otherwise, I'm doing them a disservice. Then it wouldn't be a bracha. Then it would be a klala. I'm taking away the point of life. That's what the Or HaChaim says. So first of all, it's important for us to realize that at the time of Nisayon, it's not an accident. It's not a mistake. This is why we're here. We're here to go through Nisyonos, to step up to the plate, and to overcome the Nisyonos. That's the point of life, says the Or HaChaim. But it's more than that, Rabbi Isai. Maybe this is something you've heard previously from other Rebbeim. I've heard it over in my yeshiva years a few times, but maybe not everyone knows the source, the makar, for this. You know, many times when there's a weakening in the learning in the Beis Medrash, Seif Zman, so there were a lot of times my Rebbeim told me, this is the time to learn. If you learn now, you get the schar of everyone. The schar is coming down. You get the schar of everyone. So it's a Yerushalmi. I found that it's a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is darshaning the pasuk in Tehillim, Eis la'asis la'Hashem, hafru sarasecha. It's a time to do for Hashem Hafru Sarasecha, when there's a rebelling against the Torah, when there's a weakening in the Torah. So says the Yerushalmi, if a person sees that there's a weakening in learning and there's not a lot of Limud Torah going on, Amoit, get up and start learning Chaparai. Eis la'asos la'Hashem. You want to know when it's an Eis la'asos la'Hashem? Hafru Sayresecha. When you see a matziv in the world or a matziv around you of Hafru Sayresecha, of a weakening of learning, now you know. Eis la'asos la'Hashem. Get in there. It says you're a Shalmi, and if you do, Noitil Schar Kulam, you get the Schar of everyone. And there's a Rav Dessler, Rabbi Isai. Rav Dessler explains to Yerushalmi, what does it mean, Noitil Schar Kulam? So Avada, first of all, it means when a person will get to Shemayim Acharmeya Ve'esrim, and there's those scales over there, and all of a sudden the wagonfuls of Schusim start being put on, and you say, what? I didn't think I was that good. No. You learned when it was hard. Neitel schar kulam avada. That's true. It says Rav Dessler something else. Neitel schar kulam is also you get the madrigas that everyone was meant to go up. When a person learns Torah, it changes a person. A person before Rashi is not the same person as a person after the Rashi. And before the Tosfos, as after the Tosfos, Torah HaKadosha makes the person more Kaddush, a different Gavra, a different Chefsa. It changes the person. Says Rav Dessler, when a person learns at a time of Hafru Sayresecha, when it's weak, Neitel Schar Kulam, he can jump Madrigas. He takes the Madrigas that everyone was meant to get. It's not always easy to see our growth. Growth in Torah many times is similar to going on a diet and looking in the mirror every day. Did I lose weight? Did I lose weight? Did I lose weight? Well, if you look in the mirror every day, you don't see the difference. But if you look at the beginning of the month and then you look at the beginning of the next month, taka, dropped a few pounds. So normally in Torah, We, if a person learns day in and day out, he's growing, but it's gradual growth. It's not always noticeable. But at a time of Hafru Sarasecha, a person can grow madrigas. Time when it's weak. I know for myself, I don't want to promise, but I don't think there was ever a Zman in my yeshiva years that I left the Zman early. Always learned to the end of Zman, the full Zman. And I know for myself, whenever I walked away, I said, the end of this man was my greatest growth. I grew so much during that time when it was weak, when it was this, and it was this Yerushalmi. It was this Rav Dessler. Rabbi Isai, normally a time of Hafru Sayresecha, of a weakness in Torah, is normally, like I'm saying, Seif Zman, Bein Zmanim. Unfortunately, Chanukah has become a time of Hafru Sayresecha when it's weak. We're in a unique time right now where every single moment, every single day, we're about to start a regular summer's man, and the whole world is in a matziv of Hafru Sayresecha, of a weakening of Torah. And a person has to know it's an Eis La'asos La'Hashem. This is the time to take opportunity. You know, the yeshiva's motto is unlocking greatness, unlocking greatness. Not always is it so clear. Okay. How do I unlock this greatness of mine? I mean, Avada, besides for going to Deres HaTorah to unlock your greatness. I mean, Avada, besides that. But not always is always so clear. Rabbi Isai, we have a Yerushalmi of Dessler right now. We're in a unique time. There's a unique opportunity in front of us where there's a Hafru Sayresecha, and it's an Eis Las Hashem. The ones that are Amoid, the ones that the Yerushalmi says, stand up and get in there and start learning. A Neitel Schar Kunam, you can be kind of greatness. You could become great through this time. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for greatness. A person needs to make a decision. Needs to make a decision. Yeshiva starting. Monday, come Monday morning, yeshiva starting. In whatever misgaret, in whatever framework the yeshiva is having yeshiva. I believe it's a 9-to-5 schedule. I'm in. And I'm gonna push. And I'm gonna amoid. I'm gonna chop this opportunity. A person has to decide. I know this is something the Rosh Hashiva has been talking about. The person has to realize we're going through a time right now, which is going to be in textbooks. Our children are going to learn about this in the history books, the Corona period. And there's going to be two types of people. There's one type of people that, you know, there's going to be a type of person, the Corona period happened through me. The Corona period happened by me. Hey, what did the person do already? At best, he wasted his time. At worst, chas v'shalom, he did not good things. And then there's going to be a person who could say, I went through Corona. I took Corona by the neck. And I used the time. And I took the nisayon. And I stood up. And I chapped the opportunity. Like the Or Chaim saying, I went through Nisoyim, but I conquered it. And I grew in Madrigas in Torah. As much as possible, Kol Echad, every person according to his Koichas, to push. Which side of history does a person want to be on? What does he want to be able to tell his children? I was there, I sat around and twiddled my thumbs all day. I had a regular Zman. Zman opened up. I knocked with my Harusa over Zoom. It was fantastic. Turned off my phone or turned off everything else besides Zoom on the phone. Knocked away. Boys, I give everyone a bracha. Should all have a gewaldig Zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a refuah to the whole world, to Am Yisrael. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should come back together soon, physically. And Be'ezer Hashem, everyone should come back on a different madriga, should take the opportunity, should steig through this time. It's not easy for anyone. It's not easy for me. This is standing in the room that I learn in. We should realize every single moment, every single minute of learning right now is tremendous, is changing us. Be'ezer Hashem, we should have a gevaldik zman. We should grow, we should come back together and be on different madrigas. Everyone should have only brachas v'hatzlacha, kol tuf.